This is Dr. Ed Elcott with the Elcott Canon.
Whee!
Dr. Ed Elcott, as requested by Phil Hendry, will tonight roll out some of the terms early, some of the later terms, and some of the more modern terms in Elcott the Next Step, the Elcott Liturgical Canon, today on The Phil Hendry Show. And I will not continue to do the program, but he won't work with you saying things like that.
Great.
And I heard him say it.
Yes, what did he say, Dr. Elcott?
He said liturd. I said no. Take two. This is Dr. El... Fuck me. Take three. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. And this is the Dr. Ed Elcott and Elcott the Next Step canon. Yes, there have been a great many requests and questions at the Phil Hendry Show fan site, BSPs and More. And there have been questions among the novitiates and initiates after our Sunday morning lectures. What do some of these early terms mean? Some of the later and some of the more modern liturgical terms. Liturgical. Liturgical, L-I-T-U-R-G-I-C-A-L. And that is simply with reference to the spiritual terms of any given religion. We'll start with one that is very simple and one very recent. When we say that one is comfortable in a garbage can, we say that one has received, understands, and is actively pursuing the tenets and the aspirations of Elcott the Next Step, even though their life system, their life condition, is very, very low. For instance, if you're homeless or sleeping on a mattress in an alley, but you are filled with the Elcott spirit, you're simply comfortable in a garbage can. If you are wise, if you are giving people advice, if you are one who is elevating themselves to the overlord status, and yet you live in a garbage can or live in an alley or sleep in a dumpster, you are comfortable in a garbage can. That is what that means. The other Elcott term that came to our attention here recently, because we had a great many questions about that, what exactly does it mean when one flotates, or one has flotation, or one achieves flotation? This simply means one is elevating from the basic stage of initiate, then you float up to novitiate. So it means you're graduating. You're elevating your status in Elcott.
Hi!
The next step. Now we'll get to something very, very relevant, and it just occurred here. Many, many thanks to Chaffee Burger, Overlord Chaffee Burger. And that is, when we use the term Elcott, and when we say the phrase Elcott, the next step, we pause briefly, and then you hear the exclamatory exultation. For instance, this is Elcott.
Woo!
The next step.
Yeah.
Now, I just kicked in that yeah. You heard that. That brings us to another... that brings us to fuck me.
Take four.
Now, you just heard me use an incorrect term, and also you just heard us say it was take four, so I'm not exactly sure what it is I said that was wrong. However, because I did say something wrong, I now get leveled by the overlords who always stand by. The overlords are either in an adjacent room, sitting in a parked car about a block away listening on shortwave radio, or are in touch via our what we call inter-ear communications. I always have in my ear an overlord to tell me what's up.
So that was me getting leveled, and this is what I sound like after I get leveled. Leveling, to answer a great many questions, is on account of the fact that I will misspeak, be insulting, be crude, I use a wrong terminology, and generally I won't sound as erudite and as learned as we should in Elcott.
Hi!
The next step. Now I'm going to need to get leveled again to get back into status, what we call status, and get away from Caucasus.
Yes. Thank you very much. So I just got leveled again. That gets me away from status and back into Caucasus. And that is leveling. Some people say, what does it feel like? Well, it is as if you are having your electrons and neurons, it's as if you're having your very molecules scrambled, but you're also having an orgasm.
This is Elcott.
the next step. The exclamatory exultation. Let's talk for a moment about that. We've had a great many questions. When we say Ilkot,
woo!
The next step, it's a difference. It is an evolution. It is a progression from how we used to articulate the name of our blessed liturgy. When we say Ilkot, the next step, we are simply saying it is not just Ilkot, and there is something more before the next step, and that is the exuberance, the exaltation, and the near genius-level orgasm that one achieves. That is what is meant by Ilkot. The next step. Dr. Ed Ilkot today on the...
Take six.
And that is what is meant by the exaltation, the exaltation exclamatory. What we are trying to do is articulate the essence of Ilkot and be excited and gladdened by it. I am Dr. Ed Ilkot. I am a priest of Lee North. And we also demonstrated for you the leveling, what it sounds like and what it feels like to be leveled. What it sounds like, you've heard, what it feels like is the scrambling of electrons combined with an orgasm. I'm Dr. Ed Ilkot. I'll bring along now, as you've heard many times on the program, my partner on the dirt floor of a tool shed. This is Overlord Sugarby, Overlord Huggy, that is Gloria Grover.
Good evening, Ed, and I know people, I don't want to rain on your parade, and I know people are probably sick and tired of hearing from me, because every time you're on, I am too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you agree with that?
Well, let's see, that's a trick. Okay,
What'd you say?
You tricked me, didn't you?
Well, I just wanted to come on and say hello, and then do some self-effacing commentary like, aren't you sick to death of hearing my voice? And when I said that, there you were going, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, come on, boy. That might be a pair.
I'm not a pair. Goodbye, everyone.
That's your Gloria Grover. Holy Christ on the Christ.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. This is Ilkot, the next step. With Dr. Ed Ilkot on The Canon. Now, a great many people have been weighing in on the BSPs and More page on Facebook as to the Ilkot Canon and where it all began in Ilkot. The next step. Kevner Ilkot was using a toaster one day to make an apple fritter. The toaster exploded, the apple fritter came out perfectly cooked, landed in Hevner's hand, he looked at it and he said, I'm going to eat that. Even though it came from an exploding toaster, one that hasn't been invented yet, because the year is 1875, I'm Hevner Ilkot. And then this song kicked in.
Hi everybody, I'm Archie Bell of the Trails of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want.
One of the very unknown aspects to Ilkot the Next Step was the fact that Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells was first heard by Hevner Ilkot in the 1880s, some 90 years before it had actually been recorded by Archie Bell and the Drells in Houston, Texas. That, my friends, is amazing. To further elucidate on Archie Bell and the Drells' Tighten Up, Dr. Ed Ilkot on Ilkot.
Yeah!
The next step. When Hevner Ilkot tried to toast that apple fritter, when the toaster exploded but the fritter landed in his hand and he looked at a toaster that hadn't been invented yet, creating something so delicious, he ate it with one bite. That night he heard, in his dreams, the song Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells. Don't believe me? Bet me. Huh? Bet me. That evening, Hevner Ilkot awakened his wife, Buckner, and he said, we must leave. We must leave California now and go to upstate New York, because it is there we will finally find what is the eternal chord, the eternal vibration. As he was telling his wife this, he was dancing backwards and in a circular motion, doing the Tighten Up. When his wife asked if he was sick, did he need a priest, was he possessed by a demon, he simply said, I'm dancing the Tighten Up. Just stay away from me, because I'm feeling it.
Oh, yeah.
What you just heard there, oh yeah, was what Hefner Elcott said. No one believes me.
Yeah. I say no one does believe you, Ed, and yet Ed's telling the truth. This is Lori Grosvenor, and you're listening to Elcott, the next step, the canon.
Thank you, Gloria. Even though I was not anticipating you being the co-pilot tonight, I do appreciate you jumping in and helping with some of these terms. Dr. Ed Elcott continues now with the Elcott Canon. A great many terms have been used on the program, and I fear have not been explained. Gloria, we often talk about sex on a tool shed, on the dirt floor of a tool shed.
Yes. Sex on the dirt floor, well, you blew it, so...
Yeah, I guess I blew it.
Well, you didn't say it right. It's sex on the dirt floor of a tool shed, bitch.
Okay, when we talk about sex on the dirt floor of a tool shed, what does it mean?
What it means is you have divested yourself of ego to the extent where you can have hot, really good sex, enjoying every minute of it, and yet you're laying in dirt inside a tool shed somewhere in Missouri.
Right, and that takes a lot to be to like that, doesn't it?
You know, I can't talk to you when your face looks like that, but you get Overlords, re-level him, will you? We need the corkage.
Okay, thank you very much, Overlords. What I was saying was the dirt floor of a tool shed equals non-existent ego.
That is correct. If you can have sex with a man or woman on the dirt floor of a tool shed in Missouri and enjoy it, oh boy, you're a better human being than me.
Well, now wait just a minute.
I'm saying that as a figure of speech, of course.
Also in Elcott, the next step, we've often talked about the redeemery, that is the redeeming. The redeemery is simply where overlords are elevated. We say they are redeemed because once you are suffused or expelled, once you are gaseously pushed out into the world, you are deemed. Then you, when you become a priest in overlord status,
take nine.
Then when you become an overlord in the Elcott the Next Step hierarchy, then and only then are you redeemed. So you're deemed when you come into the world, you're redeemed when you become an overlord. And that is done at one of three Redeemery Arches in the United States, in Hawaii, in Big Sur, California, and at Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. Here is Jerry, our engineer. Jerry is not a member of Elcott the Next Step, but is a producer as well as one of our moderators and spokespersons. I guess I just
You said moderators. You listed it out.
I agree.
Okay. God damn it. Do you have read something?
I can't understand anything you're saying, but I think what you said is I'm going to read something.
Uh huh.
Yes, I am. This is something from the canon, the big thick one. Elcott the Next Step. The big thick one. At no time is anyone who is a priesterly allowed to become a overlord if they have engaged in any kind of
take two,
take eight, take nine.
Gary, the beat something.
Yes, I was going to read. This is from the very early writings of Elcott the Next Step. Basically, the overlords were fraternity brothers of Dr. Elcott. All of them were the same guys. And when Dr. Elcott and one of the frat brothers, Davis Gulkin, discovered Hefner Elcott's early writings, they decided to reconstitute Elcott the Next Step as a religion. Well, all of the fraternity brothers elected themselves overlords. The only one who didn't get enough votes was Dr. Elcott. And you've been a priesterly how long, Dr. Elcott?
Well, as long as you have to bring it up, I've been a priesterly here now for 18 years.
You were going
to
say 19.
Yeah, okay, it's 19 years. God.
I lied. Okay, I lied.
Well, you know, you shouldn't lie.
Okay, I lied. It's been 19 years.
And so you're waiting to become an overlord this summer.
That's correct. I've been told that overlord Sabbath awaits me this summer.
Do you trust it?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, how do you know the overlords aren't trying to pull something?
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. You know the overlords, they will stoop that low. They'll say, hey, you'll be an overlord. It's almost like being told you're a made man and when you go to the meeting, you get whacked.
What the fuck are you...
Uh-oh. Ooh.
Well, you thought.
All right, okay. I get the point. I've been told I'll be an overlord. Well, anyway, the overlords originally were frat brothers of Dr. Elcott, and they're all the same guys. Two of the overlords have died from alcohol abuse. One of the overlords was committed last year to Fronica, which is in Central California.
Now, you're not violating any overlord trust saying that.
No, the overlords want this information out there. Two of the they do drink. The overlords drink and they gamble, and two of their kind died from alcoholism.
And one went into the mental institution.
One's in a mental institution, yes.
We are Elcott, The Next Step. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and Elcott, The Next Step is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
Thank you.
I'm only kidding.